Today's daf is Bava Basra Daf Tes. We are 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Ches Amid Beis, Tonu Rabban. Today's daf is being learned as a schos, Brachenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanesunu Batzaru Vashiv. So we're in the middle of several dafin of Agadata, tucked away in Perek HaShutfin, that deal with the inyonim of Tzedakah. Specifically, the last Gemara that we learned, Darshin a pasuk in Daniel that says, "V'hamaskilim yaziru kizoyar harokia umatzike harabim kakoychavim lo'olam va'ed." And the Gemara said that the pasuk is referring to, amongst other things, a gabbai tzedakah. Two lashonis, whether the gabbai tzedakah is included in the maskilim that a yaziru kizayir harakia, or whether the gabbai tzedakah is included in the seifa of the pasuk, the matztike harabim, that are kakechavim la'olam vod. Either way, we're talking about a gabbai tzedakah. Today's daf is going to pick up on that. No, tanu rabbanon gabbai tzedakah einon rashoyim lifroch zemizet. So we said that you can't have one gabbai tzedakah, but rather there has to be two. It's learned out from a posik, v'heim yikru es hazav. We learn from there that every minui srora, as it relates to mammon, requires two people. So the Braisa doubles down on this halacha, literally, and says that the gaboi tzedakah, it's not just that you have to have two people, but literally, einon rashon lifroj zemizet, they have to be next to each other the entire time. So it's not like one gabbai tzedakah could be collecting money on the East Coast and the other one on the West Coast. They literally have to be together. Stating that, there is a little bit of wiggle room. So in the event that they're raising money from the same general area, one person could be raising money by the shar, by the gate, and the other one can be by the chanus, by the store. The point is that the shar and the chanus are close to each other. In fact, Rashi adds, ubavad sheyiru shneim ke'echad. You have to be able to see the two of them at once. The point is, they have to be so close to each other that the only exception is if one is by the shar and the other one's by the chanus, and they're literally in the same visual. Matzamois b'shuk. What happens if the gabbai tzedakah is walking and he finds money in the shuk? Lo yitneim l'toich kisoy. He's not allowed to pick up the money and put it into his kis. So we're talking about a gabbai tzedakah who found ma'os mifuzarois. Mishnah says in the beginning of Elu Metzias, Hari Elu Shalai. So, ordinarily, you would think he could take the money and put it in his wallet. What else would you do? But because here, Gabbai Tzedakah, don't do that. Why not? Because we're afraid people are going to be choshed that this money that you're putting into your kiss is really tzedakah money, and you're really stealing it. So what should you do? It's a little counterintuitive. What you should do is you should take the money and put it into the pot that its stock is, when you're going to go home and nobody's going to be looking, you claim, then you should take a key. Let's say somebody was a malva and he was trying to make collections on money from the loiva. And then the malva meets the loiva in the shuk, and the loiva says, that mana that I owe you, here it is. The malva, who's also a gabbai tzedakah, should not take the money and put it into his kis. Elonoyis lo teich arniki shal tzedakah. He should put it into the arniki shal tzedakah. The shiav of the base, and when he's going to get home, yitlim, then he should take it. Tanu rabbanan. More on this note. Gabbai tzedakah. She'ein lehem aniyim lechalek. If you have a gabbai tzedakah, and he has no araman to take the money that he collected to distribute it to, parton la'acherim, ve'ein parton la'atzman. Meaning, we're dealing with a gabbai tzedakah that collected a whole bunch of coins from people, and he's stuck with them. What he wants to do is, in the interim, he wants to convert these little coins to bigger coins so that it'll be easier for him to hold on to it. Now, he himself happens to have the coins that he needs to swap out, and he's perfectly happy doing it with himself. Stating that, says the Braisa, he should not do it. The reason is because if you're handling with your tzedakah money and your own money together, it looks a little bit slippery. Ulai, maybe somebody wants to be choshed you of doing something wrong, he'll be able to. And therefore, it's a braisa, it's a halacha psuka that a gabbai tzedakah has no ani to distribute the money to now. He knows it's going to be around for a while. He can't be pirated with his own money, which he's going to spend. Rather, parton la'acherim, he has to find somebody else to do this with. Additionally, gabbai tamchoy, she'en l'maniyim l'chalik. If you have someone that's a gabbai of a tamchoy, he had food in his inventory and he has no arm light right now to be mechalik to, so the food's going to go to waste. So what does he want to do? He wants to sell it. You can't sell it to yourself, you have to sell it to somebody else. Another halacha. If you have a gabbait stalker and he is collecting money, he's distributing money, you never count $2 at a time. You always make sure that it's one at a time. What's the reason? So Rashi says, people are going to say, Shnayim hu noito, ve'in moina ela echad. We're afraid that as he's taking the money, you're going to see him taking two. Okay, but you may not hear him also counting two. You're going to think he's counting one. So you're going to think that he's doing something a little bit slippery, and it's for that reason, this is something that you're not allowed to do. So just to hit the pause button very early in the daf, you see here that the gabbai tzedakah has to be uber sensitive. It's really, really not poshut. So if you're a gabbai tzedakah, it's not enough that you're erlich. You have to make sure that you're operating and functioning in a way that the people around you are also going to think that you are Erlich. In fact, there's a Mishnah Masechta Shkolim that says that the Kohen that used to go into the Trumas Alishka, his job was to take out the Machzis HaShekel that was going to be used to buy all the Karbonos Tzibur. So there was a lot of regulations that govern how he went about doing this. Couldn't have a hem in his clothing, and the reason is because we're concerned that people are going to be choshed, that maybe he's doing something wrong, and this is something that we're trying to prevent. What comes to mind is a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer that we've spoken out many times in the daf. It's in Chelek Vav, it's Tshuva Nuntes, where the Chasam Sofer was talking to one of his Talmidim about the inyan of the Hiyisim Nikiyim, May Hashem Umi Yisrael. This is a pasuk in Parashas Maaseh in the context of the Bnei Gad Ubnei Reuven, where Hashem tells the Bnei Gad Ubnei Reuven, you want to settle Me'eve Ayarde? No worries. Here's the deal, literally. This is the Tanai. The Tanai of Bnei Gad Ubnei Reuven. If you're going to go and lead the charge into Eretz Yisrael, then it'll be obvious that the reason you want to settle Me'eve Ayarde is not because you're trying to somehow circumvent this draft of having to go out and fight, but rather you're doing it for the right purposes, and then and only then, the Yisim Nikiyim, will you be Naki Me'ashem from the standpoint of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umi Yisrael. So the Chasam Sofer is just kedai to hear L'shoyin Yazov, a few lines. Ubeis Choy Voisevu, Nikiyos Me'ashem Yisbarach, V'Nikiyos Me'Yisrael Amoy, Hein Shnei Roichvin Tzmodem Al Gabenu. These are two inyonim that literally, they're putting pressure on us. V'Yoyser Efshari, Lotzei Sidei Choy Varishin, says the Chasam Sofer, it's easier for a person to satisfy the first obligation, to be V'Yisim Nikiyim Me'ashem, than being Mikayim, the second part of that, and that is Milotzei Sidei HaBriyos. And the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the truth, but Briyos, they don't really know what you're doing and what your kavanas are, and as a result, you could be doing everything 100% right, but you're not going to be Noki Be'enei HaBriyos. Ki Heim Choshven, says the Chasam Sofer, Machshavei Zorois V'noisen V'noisen Muzorois B'lovon V'oinche Yosef Kosha Ma'oid Ma'oid. And not just that, the punishment of someone not being Noki Be'enei HaBriyos is much harder than the punishment for not being Noki Be'enei Hashem. Why? Because if a person is not Noki Be'enei HaBriyos, he's getting involved. He's on the spectrum now of Chilul Hashem. And Chilul Hashem is Ein Lei Kapara Klal Rachmano Litzlan, Yemamisa, etc., etc. And it's for that reason, says the Chasam Sofer, not only is it more difficult for a person to be Noki Be'enei HaBriyos, but the Oynish of not being Noki Be'enei HaBriyos is actually much more severe than the Oynish of not being Noki Be'enei Hashem. And he says, he says, unfortunately today, it's very Shchiach that people like to say the following, quote, Lamdin Kozeh, Yaseh Dover Kozeh, V'hu Shoga Befiyim. Va'afilo achshad svaru ba'alma. Va'hashto. Inami hoya oise alam den oise kishura. Ve'yotzi yidei shemayim b'chol yicholtoi b'cheiko evshari. Elush lo'y nizir al shetou boi elu shoisei sheikhar. Yichab the shoisei sheikhar. The guys that are posh and shikar. Va'asu minigynosam areyu kvar nilkad bim tzudosam. En alze yidvu kol adoivim. Va'akosiv tzoveach hirkafte enoish. What's the enoish? It's the Yisim Nikiyim Yisrael. It's the fact that people are thinking terrible thoughts. Vanir Harati says the Chasam Sofer. Here's the punchline. Come upon him. In Efsheshakayim Odom Ba'oila Mikraze Al Muskuntai. I'm not sure there's ever been a person in history that was able to be Makayim this pasuk of the Yisem Nikiyam Yisrael. The Ulai. Maybe this is what Shlomo HaMelech meant when he said, "Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yase toiv lo yechda." Ritzoyno loymar shafilu basiyase kol toiv, abe e efshe shlo yechda al kol ponim ba'ifen hasheni anal biyitzias idei abrios. He goes on and on and on. Ayin sham. This was a hakdama, by the way, to one of his talmidim that was being forced to pick a fight. And he said, listen, I understand people are going to say things, and unfortunately, this is my disclaimer, and I know this is very, very dangerous, because if you're going to do this, people are going to think that, and you're going to violate the Yisim, Nikiyim, Me Yisrael, Azeh Yidvo Adoivim, but at the same time, we have to do what we have to do. It's a very interesting dichotomy that's playing itself out in this tshuva. He's not saying, memela, walk around all day concerned what the Rishon are going to think about you. Fakared. It's exav, it's natzlos. We have to do what we have to do, but at the same time, we have to be mindful that leider, this is the predicament that we've been put in. Regardless, Amar Abaye, Abaye Simireish, Lehavi Yosef Mar, Atzipi Debe Knishta, Mar. So whenever Abaye says Mar, who's he referring to? He's referring to his Rebbe. He's referring to the Yid that raised him, Rabbah. So Abaye said that in the olden days, Ma Rabba wouldn't sit down on the mats in the Beis HaKnesses. And the reason he wouldn't is because the mats were purchased with tzedakah money. It came from the kupa, it came from the tamchoy, and he felt that you're not allowed to mingle the monies. So if this use of proceeds was meant to give to the aniyim, so you can't purchase mats, and he didn't want to have any anah from it. I'll be keeping the Shema the Hodah Tanya, but then he heard the following price. So this price was mentioned in yesterday's daf, that when you raise money, even though you're raising it for something specific, but if you want to change it, you can change it. And you remember Rabbeinu Tam said, afilu l'dvar rishus, you're allowed to change it. But the bottom line is, this is a dvar mitzvah, you're using it for tashmishei mitzvah, it's being put into a Beis HaKnesses. But when he heard this, Abba Yosef then already had no problem. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Reish Abba Ovin Mar, Trei Kisi. In the olden days, Rabba used to have two funds, two pockets, two wallets from which he would distribute tzedakah. Chad v'aniyadam. One was meant for the aniyim from outside the city, from the veld. V'chad v'aniyadam also. The other was for the aniyim in the city. Kibit the Shammah l'hotam ha'am, Shmuel l'rav tachli v'bar avdimi. But then he heard Shmuel tell Rav tachli v'bar avdimi, quote, Ovid Chad Kisa. He said that when you raise money, it's too complicated to have two different accounts. What you should do is you should have one account. But what you should do is that when people give you tzedakah, you should make a tanai with them, and you should say, listen, I understand you're giving it for the aniyah demasa, aniyah ircha, right? But at the same time, if you end up giving it to somebody else, so be it. He had instructed, Shmuel did, Rav Tachlifa Bar Avdimi, that it's a good idea to make this nice. So when Rabba heard that, Iunami Avad Chad Kiso, he did the same thing. V'asni Allah, he would make a tanai. Rav Ashi said, Ano asnu yinami lo yitzarichno. He said, I don't have to make a tanai. D'chol d'ka osi adaita didi osi l'manda b'inu yuhivnole. He said, because I am the Mara the Asra, Rav Ashi, and when people give tzedakah to me, they know that I may decide to do something else with it, so I don't have to speak out there tonight. It's ki'ilu, there's an umdin of the muchach, it's understood that this is the way it is. Meaning, Rav Ashi is not disagreeing that be'etzem there has to be it tonight. He's just saying that stoma is command the asni domi, that when somebody gives me money, it's understood, it's implied, as if this tonight was already made. Hanu beitrei tafchi, the avdi in yon behadi adadi, there were two butchers that made a deal amongst each other. What they said was that I'm going to be the shoychan on Sunday, you're going to be the shoychan on Monday. Me on Tuesday, you on Wednesday. And this is the way they were able to divide the parnasa. But the deal was that if somebody's going to go and he's going to shecht and do gesheft on a day that doesn't really belong to him, nakru l'mashche, we're going to take the hide of the animal that was slaughtered, we're going to tear it up, meaning he's not going to benefit from it, he's going to end up losing money. This is a knas, it's a way of penalizing a person to incentivize him to not do the wrong thing. In the meantime, one of these butchers went, and he did his melacha on a day that really belonged to his chavre. So a deal's a deal. They went and they tore up his hide. And he was very disappointed. And the Shaila came to Rava. And Rava says that even though you had made a deal and the condition was this knas, but at the same time, you tore up somebody's skins, his hides, you have to pay him back. So Rav Yemir Bashlam, you asked Rava from a brice that we saw in yesterday's daf. That if the chevra in the city come together and they decide they want to raise prices, they want to raise the midas, how much people are getting paid, and they even want to back it up with a penalty, this is something that they're allowed to do. So the Rav Yemir Bashlamia asked Rava that if they made a deal, and they have a right to make a deal, and they even have a right to impose a penalty if somebody violates the deal, so why are you forcing him to pay? The deal was he could rip up the hides. So what's the issue? So the Gemara says, "Le'yahadalei Rava." Rava didn't say a word. Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said, "Shapar Rava le'yahadalei Midi." Rava was right for being shoysik. Why? Because Hani Mich liheicha delaka Adam Chashav. The only time it's true that the people in the city are able to make this Tanai is if there isn't an Adam Chashav in the city. Avleichad ika Adam Chashav. But if there's an Adam Chashav living in the city, lav kol kiminayu demasnu. In that instance, they don't have a right to be able to make this Tanai. So again, you have to read the fine print with all these halachas. It's true that the chev in the city have the ability to make it tonight, but it's only if there's no Adam Chashav living there. Tanu Rabbanan. In Mechashvin Bitztaka, in Gabay Tztaka. This is a very interesting halacha. We're not Mechashev with the Tztaka, with the Gabay Tztaka. So Rashi says, what does this mean? Loimar Heichon Nesatem Moishek of Yisem. You don't force a Gabay Tztaka to give a Din V'cheshvin. He's a Gabay Tztaka. You do your due diligence on the front end. You make sure this is a person that you can trust. Aba lemaisa ein mechashvin betztaka im gaboy tztaka. V'loy behektish imam gizbar. So, we know so much about the gizbar from throughout Shas. He's the treasurer. Yoda elel yoyna. He had access to serious, serious funds. Ein mechashvin im hagizbar. V'af al pishen ra'i ledavar. And even though we have no proof to this halacha, aba zeich ledavar we do have. And this is a pasuk in Malachim Beis. It's talking about the Beis HaMikdash. It says, V'lo yichashvu eso anoshim asher yitein es hakesef al yodam los es oizem halacha ki be'emunah im oizem. So v'lo yichashvu eso anoshim ki be'emunah im oizem. We assume and we trust that what these people are doing is erlich. Am Rabbalaz said, af bishay shal adam gizbar nema b'toich beisoy. Even if a person has a gizbar nema b'toich beisoy, see, as a butler that he knows he can trust, but still, yotzur v'yimna. If he's ever going to give him money, he should always count the money first, meaning he should have an exact cheshbon of what he's giving him. I mean, even though he trusts him. But at the same time, this is a good idea. Shenemar, and it's learned out from a pasuk, it's in that same context in Melachim Beis, it says, Vayotsuru Vayimnu. So as much as they trusted the gizbar, like we just said, but at the same time, there's still an inyan of Yotsur Vayimnu. Amar Rafuna said, Boitkin Amazoinois, Vayin Boitkin Lixos. So what does this mean? Rashi says, we're talking about an Aramar that comes to a Gabay Tztaka, and he tells him, give me mezoinos, I have no food. Or give me clothing, I have no clothing. So boitkin le mezoinos, we do bedikis to make sure that this person is not a ramai, if what he's asking for is mezoinos. But we don't do bedikis to make sure this person is not a ramai, if what he's asking for is clothing, says the Gemara. So for mezoinos boitkin, fixus ein boitkin. What's the difference? Iba yisei makra, iba yisei masfar. If you prefer, I can give you a scriptural source to this, or if you prefer, I could tell it to you just based on common sense. Iba yisei misfara, working backwards, what would be the svara haiko mevazi v'hai loiko mevazi? If the person's coming and he's telling you he has no clothing, that means right now he's in a state of bizoyin. So if he doesn't have clothing, he's in a state of bizoyin, so this is not the time to do due diligence. You give him the clothing. Now, if you want to do it afterwards, but right now, it's not the right thing to do. As opposed to somebody that doesn't have food, say he's not mevuzi, he's in pain, he's very hungry, but mevuzi he's not, and as a result, ain't boitkin when it comes to mezoinus. Iba yasei makra, or if, I'm sorry, boitkin le mezoinus. If you prefer, I'll tell you a pasuk. The pasuk says, haloi farois leroev lachmecha, va'aniyem merudin tavi bayis, kisira oroim dich kisisoi umipsarcha loitasam. So this is a pasuk that the Gemara is going to talk about again later in the daf. It's a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, kapitel nun ches, pasuk zayin. It's clearly talking about tzedakah. Right? You should take your lechem, your bread, and you should give it to a roiv, to somebody that's hungry. And someone that's aniyah merudin, tomorrow later in the doctor's going to teach exactly what this means, you should bring him into your house. Additionally, kisira oroim vikisi. So if you can see someone that has no clothing, you should give him clothing. Umbipsarcha loitasam. So again, this is a real tztaka pasuk tucked away in Yeshaya Perek Nunches. But the Gemara makes a diak. The diak is that when it comes to feeding someone that has no food, haloifarois. When it comes to giving clothing to somebody that has no clothing, it's kisira orim v'chisisoi. Thorois when it comes to mezoinos, and sira when it comes to ksus. And this is the whole point of the Gemara. So again, iba yisei makra, it says haloi thorois l'rov lachmecha. Now, if you look at the word, the way the word is written, it's fe resh samach, stating that lachmecha b'shin ksiv. We darshan it as if it would say it with a shin, as if it would say farosh. Okay, what does farosh mean? Be mefarish. What does it mean to be mefarish? Explain it, look into it, understand it, clarify it, analyze it. Farosh, first you should be farosh v'hada havle, and only afterwards you should give it. V'hasam ksiv, but as relates to the sefer, the pasuk that's talking about giving an aron clothing, it says kisira aron v'kisisa. Oh, kisira, as long as you see him and you know that he needs clothing, la'alta, you're supposed to give it to him immediately. There's no inyan of doing any drishas chakirois frishois over here. There's no inyan of farosh. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said just the opposite. Again, Rabbi Yehuda said boitkin l'mezoinois vein boitkin l'ksos iba yisei makra iba yisei masfara. Rabbi Yehuda said just the opposite. Boitkin l'ksos. If somebody comes and he says, give me clothing, so we do b'tikas to make sure he's not a rabbi. Vein boitkin l'mezoinois, we don't do b'tikas when it comes to mezoinois. And he too said the same thing. Iba yisei masfara iba yisei makra iba yisei masfara. Hai kom mitzarele v'hai loy kom mitzarele. Person doesn't have clothing, he's mevuza, but he's not physically in pain. Person who has no food, he's in a lot of pain. Iba is same akra. Hacha ksiv halei farois l'roiv lachmecha. And we learn farois is la'alter. Farois means immediately ukede karinon. The way the word sounds, it's not shin, but rather it's with a samach or with a sin. But the point is, immediately you should give it. Tim v'hasam ksiv. And over there it says kisira aron v'chisisai. And how do we darshan kisira? K'sheye ro'e l'cha. Not when you're going to see it, when you're going to derher it, when it's going to make sense to you, where it's something that you're going to fully appreciate and will have fully analyzed during it, and you have that this person still needs food, then you should give it to him. So we have literally svarois and krois hafuchois as it relates to this inyan. Boitkin lemezoines vein boitkin leksos, or boitkin leksos vein boitkin lemezoines, ibay yisem svari, ibay yisem akra. The svaros are hafuchois. Right? Is there a svara of bizoyin adif, or is there a svara of tzara guf adif? Which, by the way, this shaila of what's worse, bizoyinus or physical pain, is something that appears in other places as well. Additionally, we're darshaning farois versus sirah, and again, you can hear it this way, you can hear it that way. So, what's the bottom line? Tanya kavasi de Rabbi Yehuda, a braisa that supports the second sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and that is boitkin l'ksus vein boitkin l'mezoinus. How so? Amar kisuni. If somebody says, "Give me clothing," boitkin achro parnesuni food ain't boitkin tan hasam. Another mission ain't poichsin laani ha'over mimakim l'makim. If there's an armed man that's traveling mimakim l'makim and he needs food, so we don't give him less than a kikar be. Punyin, we don't give him less than a loaf of bread that costs the punyin. May arbisam b'sela, when four sa'im of flour are worth a sela. This is a formula, incidentally, that appears in other places as well. But the bottom line is, you have to give him a loaf of bread, big loaf, a small loaf. So it's kikor b'punyin may arbisam b'sela. Okay, lon. Let's say he's staying overnight. Noisin le parnasas lina. You have to give him what he needs to go to sleep. May parnasas lina. Rapapa. Rapapa said, "Pour you as a bed, ube sad you as a pillow." Shabbos. Let's say he's staying for Shabbos. So you have to give him three sudas. We learned in the price. So let's say this Aram man that's passing from town to town. So he came into the city, and he's machzer al apsachim, and he's literally knocking on doors trying to raise money. Then the gabbai tzedakah doesn't have to help him. Now this is a very big chiddush. So if there's an Aram man that's knocking on people's doors, the gabbai tzedakah recuses himself. He says, "I don't have to help this person." And the reason is because this person clearly knows how to help himself. So if he knows how to help himself, the gabbai tzedakah shouldn't be helping him. The gabbai tzedakah has to help people that mamish are so desperate that they have no means and no ability to help themselves. But to the extent that this person can help himself, so as a relates to the gabbai tzedakah in this gokum. It says, "Who anya?" There was another man that was machzal lapsachim, who was being machzal lapsachim. To also the kamei derapop, he came to Rapop and he asked Rapop for money. So Rapop, it sounds like, was a gabbai tzedakah. Rapop, we also know, was toyer v'gedula b'makom echa. He had a macro brewery. He had a groyser geshäft. And the Gemara says, "Why is that?" Because Rapop didn't give him anything. Amale Rav Sama Brei the Rav Yeva the Rapop. He malay mizdakikle. You know, Rapop, if you're not going to give him any money, inishachrinolay mizdakikle. No one else is going to give him money because people are going to think that, why would you, the great Rapapa, not help him? Probably you know he's a rabbi, and as a result, you don't want to help him out. So he said, "Lemus, what? You want this person to die? Like, what's supposed to become of him?" So the Gemara says, "Amalei," so he told him back, "I don't understand what you're saying." "Vatanya, it's a mafurish abraisa." I mean, I hear your taina, but I'm following the halacha, not a hergish halacha. And the Braisa says, "Am hoya ani amachzar lapsachim ein eskalkin loy." So this person is an ani amachzar lapsachim, so there's no reason for me to be giving him. Amalei told him ein eskalkin loy the matanim ruba al ein eskalkin loy the matanim uart. He says, "No, rapapa, snapshot in the Braisa. The Braisa means that the guy by stocker doesn't give him matanim ruba. Meaning he doesn't have to deplete the funds for this person because this person will be able to take care of himself anyways. But a matanim uartes you have to give him. And you know why you have to give him matanim uartes? Goofy for this reason. Because if the Gabbai Tzok is not going to give him Matan Muetas, people are going to think that maybe he's not a real person, and then the fact that he's Malumin of being Machzor Al Apsochim is not going to get him very far. So you're right, to go ahead and give him a big check, that's not something you're obligated to do. But a small check that you are obligated to do, Lahoitzi Mi Liban. So people shouldn't think that there's something wrong with this person. Amar Ravasi, Ravasi says, Lo'idam an yimna adam atzmai milosei shlishes hashakol b'shan. So in the world of Shiurim, when it comes to Tzedakah, 10%, which by the way, should not be confused with Maisa, right? Maisa k'sofim l'chud and tzedakah l'chud. Maybe we'll talk more about this in the next day or two. But it's not the same thing. They both have the shear of Isur Nechasa, but it's not literally the same inyan. Very much me inyan le'inyan b'yisayin, but not the same. But there's an inyan of giving 10%, there's an inyan of giving chaymish, right? So what's the minimum shear? It's 1/3 of a shekel. And the point is, even the Ani HaMechazer Al HaPsachim, even he's supposed to give this. This is the absolute drop-dead bare minimum share. And Shenemar, it's learned out from a pasuk in Nehemiah that talks about the construction of the second base HaMikdash. It says, Vehemadnu Aleinu Mitzvois Lases Aleinu Shlishes HaShekel Bashana Lavoidas Beis Aleikeinu. And what do you see from this pasuk? Every person was forced to give Shlishes HaShekel. So this is even less than the Machtes HaShekel, but a Shlishes HaShekel, everybody has to give. Rav Asri said, Shkulu Tzaka Kineged Kol HaMitzvos. The mitzvah Tzaka is Shakul Kineged all the mitzvahs. So you find sometimes Chazal talk about different mitzvahs that are Shakul Kineged all the mitzvahs. Samatayr is Kineged Kulam, Tzitzis is Shakul Kineged Kol HaMitzvos. Tfilin, we have a whole rebite on this, is also Shakul Kineged Kol HaMitzvos. Lamantia Teres Hashem Beficho. But here you have another mitzvah, Tzaka is Shakul Kineged Kol HaMitzvos. How do I know that? Shenemar, the pasuk says, it's this pasuk that we just read, hence the segue. Right, we imposed mitzvahs. What were the mitzvahs? Give a third of a shekel. How did giving a third of a shekel become mitzvahs? It's a mitzvah. It's miyota kamos. It's even miyota echos. It's one mitzvah. So how did this become mitzvahs? Mitzvah in ksivkan elo mitzvahs. Oh, must be because this one mitzvah is shekel kineged all the mitzvahs. So if you're going to do this, it's as if you did all the mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, simen gadol mikdash moisha. So this simen is referring to three members in the Indian of Tzedakah, Dvarim Ha'omdim Berumah Shaloi Lamamish, that the Gemara is about to present in the name of Rebbe Lazar. The Aderes in a Sefer Megillah Simonim says that it's Pashat. What's the Pnimius of the Simen? Gadol Mikdash Moshe. The Simen was always put in place so that you should remember the halachas that are about to be presented. So if it's a catchphrase or if it's something that has meaning and depth to it, then Kamuvin would be easier for it to accomplish its purpose, and that is for you to remember it. Gadol Mikdash Moshe is because we know there was a Mishkan, and there was a Bayis Rishon, and there was a Bayis Sheni, and the B'mher B'yemenu, Lasod Lavoi, there's going to be a Bayis Shlishi as well. But as it relates to the three Mikdashim that we had, Mishkan, Mikdash Rishon, Mikdash Sheni, we know that they weren't created equally. And there were different dargis of Ashrayas HaShchina. The Gemara says in Yom HaChafalof on the days that there were five things lacking in Mikdash Sheni that we had during Mikdash Rishon. One of them was Shechina, another one was the Arin, the Urim V'tumim, etc. The level, the darg of Ashrayas HaShchina that we had during the second base of Mikdash was paled in comparison to what we had during the first base of Mikdash. The same is true as it relates to the first base of Mikdash, Klape the Mishkan, the Sfar in the beginning of Parshas Pikudeis, Mayrich, all the different Shinuyim that you had in the Mishkan versus Mikdash Rishon. Moshe Rabbeinu's Mishkan was so much greater than even the Mikdash Rishon. But the point is, what's the simen? Gadol Mikdash Moshe, that the Mikdash of Moshe, right, the Asuli Mikdash, the Shachanti Bezoichen, the Mishkan is Ikri Mikdash, and Mikdash is Ikri Mishkan. So Gadol Mikdash Moshe, the Mikdash of Moshe is Mamish Gaval. Either way, what are these three halachas? Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, Gadol, this is the Gadol part, Hama'asa Yoisem in Ha'isa. Someone that gets other people to give tzedakah, his schus is bigger than the person that gives the tzedakah as well, himself. A little counterintuitive, but this is Gadol. And the simen is, remember, it's aggressor. What's bigger? Gadol hama'asa yoisem in ha'oisa. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'hoya masei hatztaka shaloi, Va'avodas hatzdaka hashkeid va'vetach ad oilam. Now, over here, the word is not me'asa. The word is mase. Miloshen ma'isa, lav she'esh by ma'isa, im by ma'isa, etc., right? But we darshan the word as if it would say ma'asa. So it's v'hoya ma'ise hatzdaka, ma'asa hatzdaka. What's his reward going to be? Shalom. Va'avodas hatzdaka hashkeid va'vetach ad oilam. The person that actually gives the tzedakah, what's he going to get? Hashkeit and vetach. Shalom is greater than hashkeit and vetach, hence gadol. Gadol ha-ma'asa, yoyse min ha-oysa. Rabbi Loza continued. He said, zocha, if a person is zoicha in the world of tzedakah, halei farois l'royiv lachmecha, then he's going to end up giving tzedakah to people that are hungry. Loy zocha, if however a person's not zoicha, then va'aniyem merudin tavi bayis, then he's going to end up giving the tzedakah not to armalite, but he's going to give it to Aniya Merudim. So there's Armalite, real hungry people, and then there's Aniya Merudim. And if a person is a loy zacha, it goes to the Aniya Merudim. So who are these Aniya Merudim? So Rashi says, Zumem Sheles Roimi, Shetzoyekes Tomid, Havu, Havu, Sha'anu Tzrichim. They're always screaming, give, give. But the bottom line is that they're the Aniya Merudim. So if a person's zoicha, he's going to give the tzedakah to real Aniyim. And if he's not zoicha, he's going to end up giving it to the government. He's going to end up giving it to the Romans. Amalu Rava, the B'nai Mechuzah. Rava told the B'nai Mechuzah. Rava was the Rava Mechuzah. And he's often giving them Teichach and Shas. He says, I'm telling you, you should give each other tzedakah. Because if you're not going to give tzedakah, and you're going to be a loy zochah, you know you're going to end up giving the money to, you're going to end up giving the money to the malchus. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, "Bezman shebeis hamikdash kayim, when there was a beis hamikdash, adam shoykel shikloi umeschapeloi, a person would give a machzas hashekel. By giving a machzas hashekel, you had a chelik in the karbonos sibur, and when you had a chelik in the karbonos sibur, so now you got a kapar. Achshav shem beis hamikdash kayim, but not, there's no beis hamikdash. Oitzen stokah mutav, if a person gives stokah gevaldik, then laf bon umeis ha'olam, then noitlam bezroya, and if not, the umeis ha'olam are going to come, and they're going to take the stokah bezroya, they're going to take it forcefully. Abav afal piken, you hear this punchline? Abav filu hachi nechshav lam litztokah. So if the government comes and takes a person's money away, it's nechshav tzedakah. Right, that was the pasuk that we just read. We said haloi faris l'rav lachmecha, and then there's an inyan va'aniyim merudin tavi bayis. It's in the pasuk of tzedakah. It's bimkom tzedakah. It's even a form of tzedakah. Meaning va'afal pikei nechshav lam tzedakah. If it ends up going to the Romans, shenema, you need a makar to this. It says v'noiksayich tzedakah, that even the ones that swing you, the ones that come and force the money out of you, but at the same time, there's going to be an element of tzedakah. This is above my pay grade, but Reb Tzadik and Tzidkes HaTzadik, if you want to look it up, it's in Siv Katan Kuf Pei. He says that what's the oimik of this inyan? That even if the umayis oilam come and then noitlam bezraya, afal pikin, it's nechshaflam the tzedakah, it's going to be tzedakah, you're going to get a kaparos. He says the soid of this gemara is based on the soid of Vayishlach Yaakov Mincha, and the Ramban says it was my of a similar bonim, that when a Yid gives mammon to an Eina Yehudi, you can be poil grace azachin. He says it's related to the soid of the Sar Lazazel that we give Sarish Aleisa on the Yoy Makadish, we give him a little something to be Mephayasim. And he says anytime a Yid takes from his mammon and he gives it to Esav, automatically it's poil epis Yeshuas. And that's that if they come and they mamish, they're taking away the Yiddish Agel. And the hergish is mamish ashu the Yiddish agel, but that's what Rabbi Loza was coming to say in the second inyan. The afal pike nechshav lehem litztaka shenema v'noisayich tztaka al kopanim. That inyan of vayishlach Yaakov mincha, that at the very least you're going to have. Says the Gemara. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Hi milsa ishtoyeli ula mishagesh orchaso deime mishmei de Rabbi Loza." The following inyan, ula, who was Mishagish Archas at the Ime, said over in the name of Rabbi Lazar. So first of all, who is Ula? And what does it mean that Ula was Mishagish Archas at the Ime? So Ula sounds like the Amira Ula that we're quite familiar with. But if you look at the last Rashi on Daf Tesam and Aleph, Rashi says, L'Rav Sheshes Karolei Hachi, that Rava was referring to Rav Sheshes. And the reason he referred to him as Ula, it's Miloshen Oilel, Mipi Oilel in V'yoinkin. It's referring to a kleine kind. It's referring to a baby. It's referring to an infant. And the reason he referred to Rav Sheshes as an infant that was Meshagish Archas HaDeime is because, as we're about to see, there was a Maisa Shahoya Kachoya where Rav Sheshes did something which ultimately forced Rav Sheshes, his mother, to do something that a mother ordinarily wouldn't do. Meshagish is Miloshin Shigoyen, Tap Rashi and Daftes on the days. So she did something that was Mamish Meshiga, as we're going to see, and Rava refers to Rav Sheshes and this Gemara in an unflattering way, but this is what he referred to him as. Instead of just saying Rav Sheshes, which is the way we know Rav Sheshes from throughout Shas, he says, "Hi Milsa, Ishtoy li Ula Meshagish Orchas of the Ime." In the name of Rabbi Lassa. Okay, what was this halacha? My dechsev, what's pshat in the pasuk that says, Vayilbash tzedaka kashir yoin, v'koyva Yeshua b'roishoy, Vayilbash bigdei nokam tolboishes vayat me'il kinah. So this is the pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Nuntes, clearly talking about tzedaka. He wore tzedaka kashir yoin. So shir yoin, that's the armor. A knight in shining armor, right? That's the shining armor. So loy melecha, to teach me mashin yoin, that called klipa v'klipa, mitzvah refes l'shir yoin gadol. Just like a shir yoin, so it's made up of a bunch of klippas, right? It's made up of a bunch of little pieces of whatever the material is, but when you put it all together, you have shining armor. He said, don't be mezalzel in a pruta of tzedakah, because every pruta, it adds up to a cheshben god. The same exact idea from a different pasuk in Yeshaya. This is Yeshaya, capital Samech Dalet, where the pasuk says, v'anehi katome kulonu ukebeget idim. Called Sidkoi Seinu. The tzedakah was like a beged. My beged, I call Mimim, and Mimim, it's a refus of beged Gadol. Just like when it comes to a beged, so beged's made up of a bunch of little nimen, but all the little nimen, they add up to one beged Gadol. Av tzedakah kol prutu, prutim, it's a refus, l'chesh ben Gadol, says the Gemara. And here comes a very surprising digression. So you talk about a digression, ben benoishal digression, right? We're talking about, right, we're learning Bava Basra, Perek HaShutvin, this is a very lamdish perek, the sugya has a griyin, this keishchenim, etc., etc. We digress to talk about tzedakah, and within tzedakah, Meretfin Rabbi Lazar, and memories that he said in the world of tzedakah, so we're going to digress now and mention a halacha related to Tumah V'Tahira, from all things. So the Gemara says, I might correlate Ula Meshagish Orchus Adimi. What's the backstory to why Rabbi referred to Rav Sheshes as the child that was Meshagish Orchus Adimi? He caused his mother to do something Meshiga. The Boy Menei Rabach Tavoy Barami Rav Sheshes. Here's the background of the Boy Barami once asked Rav Sheshes the following question. Minayin L'Metzayra B'Meisifuroi Shemetama Adam. How do you know a Metzayra when he's B'Meisifuroi that is Metama Adam? So we know what a Metzayra is. A Metzayra has his Yimei Chilutai, right? There are days that he's Mamish Tomei. There are days he's locked away, where the jury is out and his matzav is pending, and then there's the Yemei Sifurei. The Yemei Sifurei is part of the Torah process of someone that was already in the Torah Mukhlet is, he has to count 7 days, and then Bayim HaShvi'i does this, Bayim HaShmini does that. So we're dealing with the Yemei Sifurei, and Rav Achtavoy Bar Ami asked Rav Sheshes, how do you know that a Metzoyro B'Yemei Sifurei is Metama Adam? Now it's clear that he held that he's Metama Adam, Ta Tosis on the Amid, and that's clear because it's a Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, literally the first Mishnah Masechtas Kehilah, that a Metzoyra B'Mei Sifurei is Metama. The question that Rav Achtavoy Bar Ami asked Rav Sheshes was Minayin. It's probably a Makar, and he wanted to know what the source is. Amalei, he told him, Hoylu Metama Begod, Metama Adam. I'll tell you what the source is. Because that's Mefurish and Apasik, that any clothing that he's wearing during Yemei Sifurei are tame. So if any clothing that he's wearing during those days are tame, no, if he's metame begodim, then it makes sense also he should be metame adam. Amale. So Rav Achtavoy Bar Ami told Rav Sheshes, mechatesi, what's the tzushtel? Dilma tuma b'chiburim shani. Clothing he's wearing, being that he's wearing, it's mechubetim, it's part and parcel of him. So if he's tame, whatever's mechubetim is tame. But at the same time, as it relates to something that he touches that's not attached to him, it's something that's external, so maybe not. And he backed up the taina. Da hesen nevela, if somebody moves a nevela, so nevela we know is asa b'achila, it's also tummy, right? That's why nevela, it straddles two sugyas. Straddles the sugyas of Macholis Asurois, and it straddles the sugyas of Avay Satoma, right? It's an Avatoma. But the bottom line is, if somebody moves a nevela, it's Metama Adam, any begodim, any clothing that he's wearing when he was hissed in nevela are going to be Tomei, Obeveinu Metama Adam. But at the same time, it's not Metama Adam. So if somebody moves a nevela and at the same time he's touching somebody, that person's not going to be Tomei. So what do you see? Toma Bechiburim Shani. You have to say that when it's Mechuber, over there it's going to be different. So this was the follow up question the Rabbi Achtavoy Barami told Rav Sheshes. Amalei, so Rav Sheshes told Rabbi Achtavoy Barami, says, no. That was sheretz, the metama adam in Nolan. Everyone knows that a sheretz is metama adam, meaning if a sheretz lands on a person, that person is going to be tamei. Says, how do we know that? How do you know that if a sheretz, one of the shmoinah shrotzen, dead touches a person, it's metamed. Lam mishum de metamed begadim. Sheisha said, I don't know. I always thought it's based on this shtickle Torah. Of course, it's metamed begadim. That's a pasuk in the Torah that it's metamed begadim, right? If it falls on a cleats and a sack, etc., etc. So I always assume that that's how you know it's metamed adam. Meaning there is a svara that if it's metamed begadim, it's metamed adam, and that's how I know that a mitzayir may see furah, being that it's metamed begadim, it's metamed adam, and you don't say your distinction. Now, why is nevela different? I don't know, but for now, you see it's a klaris svar, but Amalei, Rav Achdavai Barami told Rav Sheshes, no, Amalei Sheretz behed yiksev be. You want to know how you know that a Sheretz is metama adam? It says, oyish ashe yiga b'chal Sheretz. I mean, if you're Mabes Edge, if you're Balkaira, you know this. This is a pasuk in the Torah. Elam, no, Rav Sheshes says, no, let me tell you how I know my svar is right. Not from Sheretz, Elo shichva zer. Shichva zera in and of itself, the etzim zera is an avatoma. The metama adam inolon. How do you know it's metama adam? That's not a pasuk in the Torah. Lav mishum the hayolu metama begadim metama adam, because it is mefurish that shichva zera is metama begadim. So if it's metama begadim, that's probably how I know it's metama adam. Amalei told him no. Shichva zera nami behed yiksiv be. It says a mefurish because it says oy ish, and we learn from there lirabbi says hanegei in the context of shichva zera that if somebody touches shichva zera, it becomes tummy. Either way, so vachtavoy bar. Ami asks a question to Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes answers him, but then he has a follow-up question, and he tries answering him again and again, and Lamaisa Rach, the boy Barami, seems to be getting the better end of Rav Sheshes in this conversation. So the Gemara says, Ahadalei bibdichusa, Rav Achdavoy Barami started to laugh. And Rav Sheshes knew that he was laughing, and Cholosh Daite de Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes had Chalishas Hadas, and because Rav Achdavoy Barami caused the great Rav Sheshes to have Chalishas Hadas, Ishtik Rav Achdavoy Barami v'Isyakir Talmudei, he forgot his learning. Something happened to him. Rashi says Nase Ilein, but the point is that he mamish forgot all his Torah, and he was in this very, very dire situation. Also Ime v'Kabach Yokame. So the mother of Rav Sheshes came. And she started crying to Rav Sheshes. He said, Rav Sheshes, be moichel Rav Achdavoy Barami, because he's in a matzav right now because of your hekpeda, and be moichel him. Tzavcha, tzavcha, b'lay ashkechba. And she was screaming, and she was screaming, and he wasn't paying attention. Amrolei said, this is where she did a dover shal shigoyin. She said, chazi lahani chadoy demotzes minayu. She said, take a look at the two dadim that you were once yoinik from. Boy, rachmi, and when he looked at the dadin that he was once yoinik from, that's when he chapped that he's doing the wrong thing. He davened the itzi, and Rav Achdavoy Barami had a refuah. So Rav Sheshes' mother did something that was very out of the ordinary, and Rav Sheshes himself was the one that caused her to do it. And being that Rav Sheshes is the one that caused his mother to do something funny, that's why in this memra, Rava refers to Rav Sheshes as the ul of the child that's mishagish orchas of the ime that caused his mother to do something a little bit mishigah. The bottom line is, says the Gemara, incidentally, one interesting postscript to this is, it sounds like Rav Sheshes was able to see. First of all, he chapped the Rav Tach, the boy Barami was laughing, so maybe he was laughing out loud. That in of itself is not a hechrich, but what did the mother say? Amrele chazi, right? Chazi means usually to see. So it sounds like Rav Sheshes was able to see. Rav Sheshes, we know, is a saginot. Right, we just mentioned that he's Gilgul Nishmasa Shobava Ben Buta that we talked about on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, Daf Talad Amid Aleph, At Bash Bava and Sheshes. So if Rav Sheshes is Saginar, how is he able to see? But the Pasha Pshat probably is because Rav Sheshes wasn't born a Saginar. Rav Sheshes became a Saginar years later. Right? The Gemara says that Rav was Noyik Asorim Milu de Chasidus, and then he saw that, and after he passed away, the Talmidim decided that they're going to take all the 10 Milu de Chasidus and they're going to divide it amongst themselves. One of the Asorim Milu de Chasidus, the Rav was Noyig, was he never looked outside of his Dalet Amos. And he had two Talmidim, Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef, that were the ones that took upon themselves to keep on this Minig, and they weren't able to keep it. The Samu Eseinayim, they made themselves blind because they felt that they were being over on the Kabbalah that they had taken upon themselves. The Schusa Ichel Harav Agadol. But the point is, he wasn't born a Saginar. Because he wasn't born a Saginar, it's Gans Yitochin, Gans Mestaber, that maybe the story happened early. Either way, says the Gemara, the Asana Allah, Tachlis. But Derech Agav, we just mentioned the whole Shaila, that how do you know that a Mitzayr B'meisi Furoi is Metama Adam? We know he's Metama Begadam. How do you know he's Metama Adam? Is it a Kalva Chaymer? It doesn't sound like it. It's Metachlis. No, as Meretshon. So let's firoy the Tyrus conversation. So the Mara says, "Give the time." Rav Shimei Chayyim, Rav Shimei Chayyim said, "Never keep his begadim may sifurim, never keep his begadim may chilute." Very easy answer. It says, "Keep his begadim may sifurim." A mitzayir may sifurim, he has to wash his clothing, and a mitzayir may chilute also has to wash his clothing. Malah halam etama adam, just like the mitzayir may chilute. Is not only metame is begadim; he's also metame adam. Afkam metame adam. So too, mitzayir may sifurim. is mitama adam. Either way, we return to memories from Rabbi Lazar as it relates to tzedakah. I'm a Rabbi Lazar. God Allah is tzedakah b'seiser. Yoisem imayish rabbeinu. Someone that gives tzedakah b'seiser when nobody's looking, he's a matam b'seiser. He's a noisem b'seiser. So if somebody does that, he's more chashiv than Moshe Rabbeinu. What sheikh is? The ilu Moshe Rabbeinu said by Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk says ki yogarti mipnei ha'af v'hachema. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm afraid of af and chema. So af and chema sound like a reference to either midos or malachi chavolo, but he said, I'm afraid of af, I'm afraid of chema. The ilu ba'oset stock said, but as it relates to an oset stock, the pasuk says, Shlomo HaMelech said this in Mishlei, maton baseser yichbe af. If someone gives a maton baseser, so it's koifa off and knocks out off, v'shoichad b'cheik. And if somebody gives shoichad, which we're understanding now to mean tzedakah, b'cheik means what? You give it to him as you put it in side his lap when nobody is looking. Chema aza, it has the ability to be yichbe the chema aza, right? Just to get clarity in terms of how the Gemara just dashed in this pasuk, because it's going to be a little bit of a noisa now. Matam b'seiser. If somebody gives a matam b'seiser, what does it do? It's yichbe af. It's yichbe af. V'shoichad b'cheik. If somebody gives shoichad b'cheik, it's yichbe chema aza. In other words, the word yichbe is going sai on the off, and say on the chema aza. Matam the say sir is yichba off. The shoicha b'cheik, even though it doesn't say the word yichba, but the yichba in the reisha, the pasuk is really referring to the say to the pasuk. So it's as if it says that the shoicha b'cheik is giving yichba chema aza. Says the gemara, pligad Rabbi Yitzchak. This knech that we just said is at odds with something Rabbi Yitzchak said. Rabbi Yitzchak said af koifa, a bechema ena koifa. It's true. Matam the say sir is yichba off, but it's not yichba chema, and just the opposite. Because read the pasuk. As it relates to matam b'seis, so that's yichbeof. But as it relates to shoichik b'cheik, doesn't say the word yichbe. And yichbeof the reish is not referring to the same. It's just the opposite. You know what's going to be? Chema aza. It's going to be a very, very strong chema. Afal pisha shoichet b'cheik, and he's spelled it out. Chema aza. Still there's me. Gedami. Some say I'm Rabbi Yisrael Yitzchak. Except kol dain shenaitel shoichad. Any dain that takes shoichad, maybe chema aza loyvam. He brings the chema aza into the world. Shenema v'shoichad b'cheik. V'goyim of Amr Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said kol anoisim pruta la'ani. Any person that gives a pruta to an ani misparich b'sheish brachas. He's going to be gebenched with six brachas. Chsev. It says in the pasuk, "Haloi faros l'roiv lachmecha, v'aniyem merudin tavi bayis kisire aron v'kisisay v'goymer." Right, these are the pesukim that we spoke a little bit about on Amud Aleph, Yeshaya Perek Nunches, and the pasuk continues. So you need help here from Dagoy Sabach, but the six brachis are as follows. Again, it's not mentioned beforeish in the pasuk. It says, "Oz." It's mentioned beforeish in the pasuk. It's not mentioned beforeish in the Gemara. It says, "Oz yibaka kashachar erech." So this is the end of the pasuk. Someone that gave bread to a starving man, he gave clothing to someone that's all right. So what's his bracha going to be? Number one, he is going to break through like the morning sun. "Oz yibaka kashachar erech." Va'aruchascha meherut sitzmach. What does arucha mean? It's milosh and refuah. So this person's going to have a refuah, but not just a refuah. Meherus sitzmach. It's going to come very, very quickly. V'holach lefonecha tzidkecha. Your tzedakah is going to guide you. It's going to lead you. Kvod Hashem yasvecha. The kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to gather you in and protect you. Oz tikre v'Hashem yane. If you're going to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is going to be yane. He's going to answer. Tishaveya v'yoymar hineni. If you're going to scream, you know what David is going to say? And Rabbi Yitzchak continued, and he said, if somebody is mefayis an araman bidvarim with words, misbarich ba'achas esrei brachas, he's going to be gebenched with 11 brachas. Again, hanois and putul ani misbarich b'sheish brachas, v'mefayis bidvarim misbarich ba'achas esrei brachas. Toisvis, if you look at the bottom tois on the omid, Toisvis has a shiloh whether this mefaisoi bidvarim is giving tzedakah and he's being mefaisa bidvarim, or he's only being mefaisa bidvarim. And Tosfos says, yoisen nira, that he's only being mefaisa bidvarim. And the reason is because we're about to list another 11 brachas. Now, if he's a noisen tzedakah and he's a mefaisa, then really he should be gebenched with 17 brachas. It's 6 plus 11. It sounds like he gets 6, not the 11. He gets 11, not the 6. That means they're two different things. That means one person sees an arman and he gives him money. That person, Gevaldig, it's not shy. Who doesn't want those six brachas? But if someone's mefayis in bedvarim, he gets even more than that. He has no money to give him. but he's mefayis him. He makes him feel good. That in and of itself is a mori degezach. Either way, what's the makar to this? Shenemar. So again, the Gemara brings some of the pesukim, but we need some help. It says v'safek l'roiv nafshecha. Yishai again, kapitel nun ches. V'nefesh nano tasbia, which Rashi says v'safek l'roiv nafshecha means who pius divrei nichumim. So we're talking about someone who's a nefesh nano tasbi again, al yidei pius. So what's he going to be zoicha to? What he's going to get is as follows. The psukim say, v'zorach b'choshech ha'irecha. His aura is going to shine at night. V'afeiloscha, when it's going to be mamish afeilo, katzoroyim. It's going to be like the middle of the day. V'nochacha Hashem tov, Hashem is always going to guide you. He's always going to lead you. V'ezbiya b'tzachtzochois nafshecha. And if you're going to be thirsty, Hashem is going to give you what to drink. This pasuk the Gemara doesn't bring. You're going to have chilutz atzomis, right? You're going to be strengthened. And you're going to be like a garden that's watered. And you're going to be a source of water, but an erlich source of water, where it really produces water. And through you, things that have been destroyed are going to be rebuilt. You're going to reestablish some of the alta doiris. People are going to refer to you as a guy de peret, someone that knows how to repair breaches, and finally, meshoivev nesivois loshaves, in the schus of your meisim, there are going to be roads that have been roads that nobody traveled down, and you're going to establish, you're going to be a meshoivev nesivis of the nesivis fame. But you're going to be a meshoivev nesivis. Bottom line is, if you count up everything that we just mentioned, asher yesh nekan, you end up with 11 brachas. So if someone's nice and brutal, you have 6. And if someone's mafayis, you get another 11. One more gemara. I'm Rabbi Yitz, actually two more gemaras. Right, what does it sound like the pasuk is saying? If someone's roid of tztaka, you know what he's going to get? Tztaka. So if you give tztaka, one day, don't worry about it. You're going to get tztaka in return. By the way, there's an inyan to this, right? It says, keep a glal adov arzeh. The Gemara says, gagla chayz v'oilom. So you should give tztaka because you should have one day, either you or your mishpacha is going to maybe be on the receiving end of this. But the Gemara says, it just sounds like a funny inyan. That what? Give tzedakah, why? So like this, one day, you'll find tzedakah. Says the Gemara, Elohim alecham, no, kala roi defachat tzedakah. If somebody who's roi defachat tzedakah, he really wants to give tzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamsi lo mois v'oisev en tzedakah. Maybe she's going to give him the money that he needs to be able to give the tzedakah. Nachem HaYitzchak Amar, he had a different shot in the pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamsi lo b'nei odam amehugonim lasis lan tzedakah kidei lekabel aleim schayinah. Pasuk means is that if someone's roid of tztaka v'chesed, somebody really wants to do tztaka, he really wants to do chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mamtzi lo ibnei adam hamehuganim lasos lahem tztaka. He's going to be zoicha that he will find the right people to give tzedakah to. Why could they lekabel aleim schar la fuke mai? As opposed to, what does it mean you're giving tzedakah to the wrong person? La fuke mid the daresh rabba. It's la fuke something rabba said. The daresh rabba. Rabba said, "My tchus." What's behind the pasuk that says v'yim buchshalom lefanecha be'is apcha sebohem? Pasuk in Yirmiyo. I'm in Yirmiyo lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yirmiyo said that ribayin shalayim. I feel the b'shashak koyfin es yitzron. Even at a time when the yidden are koyfin yitzron, umefakshon lasit tzedakah lefanecha, and they want to give tzedakah, hachshilem you should be machshol them b'bnei adam sheinem ogana, that they should give the tzedakah to people that don't really deserve the tzedakah. They're bnei adam sheinem mehugadim kidei shelo yikablu aleihem sachar, so they shouldn't get tzchar. Yirmiyo, this is when Yirmiyo was being a nirdif, and the Yidden were giving Yirmiyo terrible, terrible tzaras, and he davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, this is the retribution. Please make it that when the Yidden do tztaka, they should give the tztaka to bnei adam sheinem mehugadim. So you see, there's an inyan of giving tztaka to bnei adam sheinem mehugadim, and that's what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak meant when he teached the pasuk roid of tztaka v'chesed yim tzachayim tztaka v'kavod, that if someone's a roid of tztaka, he's going to find bnei adam amehuganim lasos lam tztaka, he's going to find the right people to give tztaka to. Why could they lekabel aleim schag lafukim the rabba? Because if you end up giving it to the wrong person, then you're going to see that ultimately you are not going to get schar exhale. So just to end with two ha'aris. The first ha'ara is the Gemara brought a pasuk that says matam b'seisa yichbe off v'shoichad b'cheik chema aza, and the Gemara darshan this pasuk of v'shoichad b'cheik chema aza as referring to tztaka. So matam b'seisa yichbe off, of course it's tztaka. This is a pasuk everybody knows. Matam b'seisa, but v'shoichad b'cheik chema aza, that's also referring to tztaka. So it's interesting that matam b'seisa tztaka, but we use the word shoichad as a description for tzedakah. Why is that tzedakah? What's shaychach? Shaychach is a bribe. It's not tzedakah. It's the wrong inyan. If you look at Rashi in Mishlei, on this pasuk, Rashi says, matam b'seis tzedakah, v'shoychad b'cheik avzu tzedakah. So Rashi says. They both mean tzedakah. So matam b'sefer avad is tzedakah, and shaychad is also tzedakah. But it's a little funny that shaychad should be tzedakah. If you look in the Goyen, in his Pirush on Mishlei, he mutches with this very, very much, that we refer to tzedakah as shaychad. Who are you even bribing? Like, what does this mean? I mean, it's based on this Gemara here, Bava Basra, Daf Tes Amud Beis, but it's definitely something that's ton beer. But I think the tzush dealt to this is a marsha, mesechtes brachas, daf chof ches on the base, who says a dover nifla. Everyone knows this Gemara. Kishchal Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai. When Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai was a chayla, nichnasu tamid of levakroi. Says tamidim came to be mevakroi chayla. Kimit shiro oisam. As soon as Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai saw his tamidim, his chalifkos, he began to cry. Omru loy tamidav. Says tamidim told him, Ner Yisrael, amuda yemini, patish achazok. Mipnei ma atabaycha. Why are you crying? Omru lahem, so he told him, ilum lefnei melech basa vedom ayisim adlichem oisim. He said, I'm lying on my deathbed. And I'm about to go on a journey. He says, now, if this journey that I was about to go on now was, I was going to have to stand in front of a Melech Basav Adam, Shayoim Khan, who's here today, Umacha Bekeva, he could drop that in a second. Shim Koyas Olai, who, if this king would get angry at me, Ein Kasoy Kas Oilam, his anger is not an eternal anger. The Imay Srani, Ein Isura Yisraelam. The Imi Misani, Ein Misasa Misas Oilam. Any punishment that he gives me, it's not forever. And if I want, I could be mafayasim with money. I'm sorry. With dvarim, meaning I could try to appease him. I could tell him something. Please go easy on me. Or if I want, I could give him shaycha with money. If that's where I was going, I'd be picking a easy book. You know what I'd be doing now? I'd be crying. So certainly now that I'm about to stand in front of a king, but not just a king. Melech Malchem Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehu Chai V'Kayam Lo'olam U'Lo'omei Olamim Shem Koyei Salai, who if he's going to get angry at me, Kasei Kas Olam V'Moisrani Yisroi Yisroi Olam V'Mimisani Misase Misas Olam V'Eini Yochel L'Faisa B'Dvarim V'Loi L'Shoich T'Bitman. And I can't be M'Faisa B'Dvarim, I can't be M'Shachin M'Manim V'Loi Yoi El Shiyesh L'Fon Ha'Shei Drachim Achashal Gan Eden V'Achashal Gehenim V'Eini Yoidea Be'ezim Adlichan Oisim. This is Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai talking. Says, I don't know if I'm going to be meriting to go into Gan Eden. No, this is where I'm about to go. I'm about to give din v'cheshbon. I'm lying on my deathbed. V'loy efke, should I not cry? Zokter Marsha, and this very, very famous Gemara. He says, this that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, that when it comes to a melech basav adam, if you want to be mefayis in bedvarim, you could. And if you want to give him shoychad with mamon, you could. But by Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it doesn't work with pious dvarim. And there's no such thing as shoychad. Zokter Marsha, l'shoynei hazav, ba'olam hazeh, in this world, you chaylam the fayis of advar. It's shaykh pius. There's a musik of being mefayis the melech malchei amlochim while you're still alive. Shehiat tfila. Through tfila. V'chein l'shoych le'bemamen. It's shaykh in this world to give shaykhad. You know what shaykhad is? B'tztaka shenema u'tztaka tatzol mimavis. So what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mean when he said by the melech malchei amlochim you can't poil with pius dvarim and shaykhad mamen? Ela b'din lo'ilam ha'akamar. He was referring to the next world where it's already hayoyim la'soysam u'lemacha l'kabel scharam. The oz e efshel l'faysoy. At that point, it's already too late. Tztok is shoychad. A person can be meshachet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is shoychad mean? Right? Just to meditate on this inyan for a little bit. Someone's giving din v'chesh when he's standing in front of a melech. So, if he's that guy, okay. Matoivu manoyim. Ashrecha v'toivlach. But let's say the person knows he's guilty. So there's an eitzah. What's the eitzah? I mean, don't try this at home. But you bribe the judge. And if you bribe him, that's a way of getting out. That's the oimik of tztaka. The oimik of tztaka is that you're bribing the judge. I know I don't deserve it. Maskim. Guilty as charged. But at the same time, you're on the take, I'm on the give. Let's make a deal. And that's what shaykhad is. It's illegal, but it's an incredible concept. And that's what's going on over here. And Zokta Masha, that's what tztaka is. You know what tztaka is? You tell the Eibishter, listen, I know I'm not roi lakach, etc., etc. But I am going to give you shaykhad. What's the shaychad? How do you give the shaychad b'cheik when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's the matan b'seisa. That's what you do. You give tztaka to an araman. You give tztaka to a nitzrach. You machzik loim deitayr. What you're doing there, what you're doing is you're being meshachir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Marsha says it's a posik. We'll see more about this tomorrow. Tztaka tatzol mimavis. And this is a posik. It's the way it works. And pious tefillah is the same thing. What's pious? Pious means you beg and you plead and you cry, right? Sometimes a person's so dead, you need something. You beg, right? Begging works. Pious works. It has a power. And that's this Indian of pious tefillah. And that's the Yochel Afaiseh B'Tvarim that the Marsha says is something that you can't do in Olam Haba, but this is something that you could do by Olam Haza. I once thought that we say during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Shani Yom Kippur, Utshuva Utfila Utstaka Mavir Nesrei Akzer. So why these three things? Why Tshuva, Tfila, Utstaka? So there's a Raya Akzera. There's 3 weeks to add out of a Raya Akzera. Tshuva, Tfila. What about Torah? Talmud Torah Kineged Kulam, right? There's other mitzvahs maybe you could think of. The Teretz is, how does a person change his Raya Akzera? You do tshuva. Tshuva is oikud echad l'mafreya. So tshuva, tshuva is gemaldik. That's the chiddush of tshuva. Since you do tshuva, there's no Raya Akzera. The whole thing is a Torah. So now you're a different person. But the emes is, there's 2 other ways to do it. You know the other ways you can do it? You can do it with tefillah, and you can do it with tzedakah. Yochel efaisai bedvarim, when it comes to a melech, when it comes to a judge, there's 3 ways to do it. You can do it by changing your meisim. And by changing your meisim, that works. And that's what tshuva is. But there's a way to do it by yochel lefaisa v'dvarim. And there's a way to do it by yochel l'shoichte v'mamin. And that's what tshuva tefillah tzaka. That's the first la'ara. The second and the final la'ara is, so this last gemara that we just learned, which features very prominently in related rebbeis, but the gemara says, "Darash Rabba, my dechsev." What's pshat in the pasuk that says, "V'yiu muchshalim lefanecha be'is apcha asei b'hem." Oh, my Yirmiyahu lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yirmiyahu Hanavi is getting tzaris from Klal Yisrael. He's prophesizing that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. He's not bringing Leida, B'soiris, Tovis, Yeshuas, V'Nachamis. And the Ayub's not happy with him. To the point that they threw him into Beis HaSurim. V'advarim Yudurim V'atikin. And he was seemingly not happy about that. And he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says a prayer. He said, Rebbei Mishal Oilam, Afil B'shasha Koyfin Es Yitzran, U'mevakshin Lasay Tztokel Lefanecha, Hachshilein B'vnei Adam, Sheinem Meugadim, Kidei Shlo Yekablu Aleim Stam. We once mentioned the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. Shem Yom Kondom, he asks in his Kovitz Mamorim that if, it sounds like from this Gemara that if a person gives Saka and he has all the Richtige Kavonas and it turns out afterwards that he gave it to a person that was Bnei Adam She'ena Mehuganim, he's not going to be Kabul Schar, right? What's the Loshen? Hachshilim Bnei Adam She'ena Mehuganim Kideish Lo Yekablu Aleim Schar. So like this, they're not going to be rewarded. That means if you give tzedakah to a person that doesn't really deserve the tzedakah, you are not going to be rewarded. And Freit Rabbi Chanan, I don't understand. What happened to the principle? Chishiv lasis mitzvah, v'nenes v'lo yasna, ma'al olav akosav kilu asa. And the truth is, not to get too fond of it, but this is even a little bit more. Because chishiv lasis mitzvah, you didn't do anything. Over here, you did a ma'isa. It rather turned out that the person that you gave it to was the wrong person to give it to. But the bottom line is, what happened to the klal of chishev lasis mitzvah v'nenes v'lo yasa ma'lo olav akosav of ki'ilu asa? And Rabbi Chanan says, a teretz, we've spoken about this in the past, ve'in kana makam l'harech, or ve'in beis medrash lo yichidish. I'll just tell you one davar nifla, and that is, in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, so Avram Avinu, Yishlishi Lamila, and he's sitting in the front of his tent. We just learned the Agadat Gemaras together not long ago in Perek Asoiches Apayalim. And he's looking outside. He wants to find someone to be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Hachnosas Archim with. And then he looks up. He sees 3 people. Chazal tell us that these weren't 3 people, but these were 3 malachim. It was the Malach Michal, it was the Malach Gavriel, and it was the Malach Raphael. And these 3 malachim came to Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu was machnas oirech with these three malachim, ba'ofen nifla, to the point that Chazal say, b'schar shloisha, zochu l'shloisha. As a result, for the 3 things that went on over there, and the way that Avram Avinu was machnas oirech, Klal Yisrael, for doirei, would be zoich, and they would merit incredible, incredible rewards. But this is the story that we all know very, very well in the beginning of Parashas Vayera. Rabbi David Yoel Weishlita, the Megadim Chadashim, in Parshas Vayera, on the Pasuk Vinei Shloish Anoshem Nitzavim Olav, he brings from the Heilige Teferes Shloima, who said a Dover Nifla. He said, who are these 3 malach? I mean, we know their names. But what's the oimik of these 3 malachim and dafka these 3 malachim coming to Avram Avinu? Since he said, the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin Daflam et Chesom et Beis, Om Rav Yudam Arav, B'shal Shabikash HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Livrei Ses Adam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create man, Borekat Achash HaMalachi Asharis, he created 1 kat of Malachi Asharis. Amalehem, so the Malachi HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to the Malachim and he said, Nasa Adam B'Talmeinu, what do you think? Is it a good idea? Should we create man who's going to be in our image? Amru Lefanav, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ma Masav. Can you tell me a little bit about his Maisim? Amar Lahem, so he told him back, Kach V'Kach Maisav. Amru Lefanav, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ma Enosh Kisis Kirenu, Uven Adam Kisif Kidenu. And the Gemara goes weiter. Said the Heilige Teferis Shloima, that you want to know who these three Malachim were. These were the Malachim that told HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'shosh Bores HaOilam Mo Enosh Kisif Gedenu Mo Enosh Kisif Gerenu Uven Adam Kisif Gedenu. What are you doing? You're wasting your time creating man. Man is not worthy of a Bria. Man is not worthy of the Torah. He's so frail. He's so vulnerable. He's nichshol so many times. This is the wrong thing to do. Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, really? You think that man can't survive and thrive in this world? You think I'm wasting my time? He says, I want to show you a yid. And he brings him to a yid whose name was Avram Avinu. And he says, take a look at Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is b'shlish l'mivah. And he's standing k'choy mayoyim. And he's trying so desperately because he wants to do good. And he wants to do chesed. For azam mensh is given kedai the gan sabriya. And the emes is, it's a mefurish medrash. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. It's a precious rabbi, parashi yud beis tes. Be'ibaram. It says, Eilu told us ha-shamayim ves na'oretz be'ibaram. What does be'ibaram mean? Be'avraham. B'schusoy shal Avraham. So the Heilige Teferis Shloima said that these malachim were the malachim that tainet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you doing? Ma enoish kisis kerenu ben olam kisif tkedenu. So the Eibush said, Bihi Baram, I'm creating the world for Avraham Avinu. Let me show you. Let me show you what man is capable of. Let me show you who man is. Man is Avraham Avinu. Mamish Shadova Niflo. So Rav David Yoel Weiss said like this. He said, one hergish. It's the hergish. He said, Avraham Avinu, in this uvda, in this mais of Achnosas Archim, was he Mekayim mitzvah Achnosas Archim? You ever think of that? Was he Mekayim the mitzvah of Achnosas Archim? He certainly was trying to, and he thought he was, and he did it b'zrizis, b'schar shloisha, zachu l'shloisha. But let's be honest, he was feeding malachim. Malachim that really have no shaykhis to achid of ishtiyah. Fakir, the Gemara says that why did they eat and drink? They ate and drank, because when you're together with people, they eat and drink. You eat and drink. He wasn't even doing a mitzvah. He thought he was doing a mitzvah. He wasn't doing a mitzvah. So he says, I think a tzushtel to this is the Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Tesam Beis, which is also a Gemara in the end of the first parak of Masechtis Bava Kama, and it's in a few places, where Hachshilim Bibnei Adam Sheinim Ugonu, where everybody mutches. What happened to Chishiv Lassis Mitzvah, the Nenes Veloyasa, Ma'alol of Akosav Kid Lassa? Okay, it's Rabbi Chanan's Kasha, and there's Terutzim to this Kasha. But the Pashtis is, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. And even if you get Epis Aschar for being Chishiv Lassis Mitzvah, oh, but this is not the real mitzvah. What, this is the real mitzvah? He says, I've had to give this, it's not the real mitzvah. There's no question in the world. So he says, Laniz Daiti? I don't think Avraham Avinu was even Mekayim a mitzvah. Incredible, incredible observation. He's mitzadin, maybe, based on the Chuvas Chassam Sofer in Cheluk Vav, where the Chassam Sofer has to steer Eliyahu and Navi, it's Chayim mitzvahs, not Chayim mitzvahs. So Chassam Sofer famously says there's two dinim in Eliyahu. There's Eliyahu the Neshama, when he's a Malach, that's his Lashon, and then there's Eliyahu the Guf. So you see that Eliyahu the Malach, when he's the Slabish Beguf, as in Bava Metziah, Kuf Yadal, and that we just learned together, he's Chayim mitzvahs, he has a din ish, right? Ishis Eliyahu, the Chumas Hadeshen, that he has a din person. So maybe these Malachim, being that they came like Ganosh, they had a din person. So comes out of Avraham Avinu, a person. But he says, Pashtis, the lum this is by Leo, I know that he was once a person. Narvas, he died, but he didn't really die. So because he didn't really die, called Kamis Neslabish Beguf as the Chalzan Adam. Because there was never Misa that was Shailatin Eliyahu Anavi on that level. Oh, but Malachim are Bechetzusam, not Anoshim. So if they're not Anoshim, Mehechetes Ayin Shom Mamish Dvorim Nifla. So he brings Rav Tzadik HaKoyim and Pri Tzadik. That Rav Tzadik said a Dovin Nifl. It's Mamish and Parashas Vayera. It's Ois Yud. Dovin HaMelech said, Acha sha'alti me'eis Hashem, oisa avakish. Shifti be'eis Hashem, ko yumei chaya. Said Rav Tzadik, v'shamati b'shem Rabbeinu, Rabbinim, zeich Tzadik, v'kodosh levroch, l'chayo oilam haba. The Rebbe Rabbinim. He said that, what did David HaMelech mean when he said, Acha sha'alti me'eis Hashem, oisa avakesh, sha'am mechuvin, she'sho me'eis Hashem, David HaMelech asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'ze yiyah ha'mevukesh shaloi. Acha sha'alti me'eis Hashem. He says, you know what my acha sha'alti was? As oisa avakesh. That, you know what I should want? Shifti b'veis Hashem, kol yimechai. I'm at the tefillah, the she'elo of David HaMelech was, that he should be in a matziv where it's oisa avakesh. So says Rav Tzadik, v'ho ikar hu ha-rotzen. The oimik of that tefillah is Because really the ikur is the rotzen. Ukemoish anu royen. Shemikol pulas Avram Avinu olav hashol. He said, from all the pulois of Avram Avinu, shayu machnis orchim, umekarvali dias Hashem, vehikri shem Hashem befi kobri oisikos into this. Loi nichte betay rak bederich remes. Everything we know about Avram Avinu's chesed, we know bederich remes. Where do we know it from? Vayite eshel. Chazal say eshel is achila, shtiyah, lina, levoya, whatever. But it's worked out from the remes, the Rosh Tevis, of eshel. Kumayche nidrash, vayikri b'shem Hashem, vayakri. It's mamish diktukei remozim. Ob ube parishes u kosveter kol prote asuda shehechel malach. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is these malachim will lay hayu tzrichel le mezayin noisav. Va achlu rak le kfoida. U kemaisha amru chazal. Yet u beschar shloisha zochul shloisha. U be medrash rabbe kachosh val kol prat shapara kadosh baruch hu lebana ba midbar bi yishuv u lo asad lavoi. Says Rab Tzadik u lechayre tfei hayu la atayru la hasker mash zon le bnei adam atzrichel le mezayin nois. Vishne pirsem el ukusa yisbarach shia nikra le kei oretz. U le ram is kibu schar azeh. So if you would have asked me, I would have been meirich about all the real chesed that Avram Avinu did, and this fake chesed, it wasn't even a real chesed. The whole thing was just like a show. For all it is, I would have mentioned this piramiza. Shashem yizbarach doyresh me ha'adam rak ha'rotzoin. Beficha u'bevavcha. What the Eibishter wants from a person is oisa avakesh. He wants your rotzim. He wants that you should want to do the right thing. Obevigmar ha'maisa misayei Hashem yizbarach. That already is loy alecha ha'malacha ligmar. That's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already takes over. And he says, that's why this parasha, the ikar parasha of the Achnas HaSarachim of Avram Avinu, is a parasha where he didn't even, at the end of the day, a mice of Achnas HaZarchem. What it was a rotten of Achnas HaZarchem. It was a bikush of Achnas HaZarchem. It was a situation where Avram Avinu is not well and he overcomes the taiv and the nesoyin to want to lie in bed and relax, and afal pikin, this is what he's going to do. And it was this oimik, it was this inyan that we're trying to bring out. The lo yalecha ha'malocha ligmar. What do you need? It should be beficho bilvavcha. Acha sha'alti meis Hashem, the Rebbe Rabbinim said, is oisa vakesh. That I should want to do the right thing, because really, rachmana liba boy, and that's all the Eibishter wants from you. Your heart should be in the right place. If it works out, gevalding. And if it doesn't work out, it is what it is. Your job is to be an oisa vakesh. Your heart should be in the right place. Rachmana liba boy. So David Yoyawai said that it could be that's the oimek. The oimek is the malachim came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, you're creating a world for me. Man, he said, look at what we have in Shamayim. Our Madregis in Shamayim, the Srofim, the Chayis, the Ifani HaKodesh. We're on so much of a higher level than any person living in the world will ever be at. So why are you creating man? It's a chaval, it's a shod. Let it all play itself out in the Himlin. This is where it's supposed to be. So the Eibishter told him, I hear what you're saying, but I want to show you someone. And he brought him to Avram Avinu. And Pasha, he was trying to show him the greatness and the grace kite of Avram Avinu. That Hagami was in such a massive afalpik, and he went and he showed that he's still going to be misgaber. But he said, could be there was an oimik. You know what the oimik was? Avram Avinu is going to go, he's going to be Machdus Eirech, and he's going to go through this whole Arichas, this whole Geshef. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to turn out it wasn't even Achnas HaSarchem. Because Lamaisen, who was he feeding? He was feeding, not Bnei Adam, Chayna Meugonim, like an hour Gemara, of a Malachim, that don't need anything. And Afal Piken, you're going to see, he's going to get Schar. You know why? Because I'm going to show you the whole Nekuda. Because I don't care that you're on a much higher Madrega than Avram Avinu. What I care about is Rotzin, and what I care about is Cheshek. And Malachim, this is something you don't have, that people in this world could have. Because a malach doesn't have a chira. A malach is programmed. A malach is an oymed. He's created in a certain mahalach. So he can go and he can do and he can do and he can do. But the rotzen and the cheshek and this inyan of being about bechira and overcoming your evil inclination, that's not something that you're shayach to. And this is something that man is shayach to. So dafkin, this uvda, where the Heilige Tefer Shloimeh said, what was the oymek? The oymek was to show him what man is capable of. That a malach is not capable of. And really the nekuda is that he's about bechira. And he has to overcome this yoinis. And for him, it's about rotzen and cheshek. Something that a malach, with all his madregas, is not really shayach to. So what did he show him? He shows him Avram Avinu doing a maisach nos azarchim. a mais machnas is over. The ganze meisa is mer nish the rotzen and the cheshek. But the meisa he feels like with one hergish. His hergish is parshas vayero begins with the parsha of achnasas archem, and this is a parsha b'schar shloisha zachu b'shloisha, underrated how much we've been yoinik from the beginning of parshas vayero. How does parshas vayero end? It ends with the akedah. What was the akedah? This is like the schus with the hey ayudia. Avraham Avinu wanted, he was ready, he was prepared, he named it, to go ahead and shech his son Yitzchak. Lemais, he never shechted Yitzchak. He said the two great schusim that we have from Avraham Avinu, the schus in the beginning of the parasha, the achnos esorchem Avraham Avinu, and the schus at the end of the parasha, the schus of the akedah, both never materialized. Never happened. The akedah, yeah, malani aleichem, but it never happened. And the achnos esorchem is not given kein achnos esorchem, like the Tzaddik says. Because it's like bnei adam she'ein ha'meuganim, it's no shaychis. And afal pikin, we yoinik so much from these schusim. And this is ma'isa of a similar bonim to teach us. The story of Avraham Avinu is a story of rotzen and cheshek. Lo yalecha ha'malacha ligmar. Rachman ha'liba boy. That's what Eibishter wants us to do. And if our heart is in the right place, if it's beficho bilvavcha, if it's a beginner of a person at least has a hergish of achash alti me'is Hashem, what am I asking for? Oysa vakish, I should have the bikush. If a person does that, that's Rachman ha'liba boy. That's why we were put on this world. That's why we're here and not malachim. Because we have bechira and we have to overcome and we have to fight. And if we fight, sometimes it's hard to follow through. It's not so easy. Oh, but Eibishter says, you do what you need to do. Give me a Pesach kechudei shal machat, and I'll take care of the rest. And that's the oimik. That's the oimik of Oysa vakish. That is the story of the beginning of Parshas Vayera, the end of Parshas Vayera, the story of Avraham Avinu.